Barack Obama was in Toledo, Ohio today, giving what his campaign called a major speech on fixing the economy. Ohio and its 20 electoral votes are a big prize for either candidate. Polls suggest the race there, as in Virginia and North Carolina, will be a nail-biter for both sides. We're joined now by NPR's Don Gagne, who's traveling with the Obama campaign. And Don, what were the headlines coming out of Obama's proposal today on the economy?
Well, remember how when the Wall Street rescue package was passed, Senator Obama said in speeches and on the floor of the Senate that the middle class, that Main Street needs help as well. That's what he's talking about here. And he listed a few things, a $3,000 tax credit for businesses that create any new jobs. Each new job, a $3,000 tax credit for the next 2 years. Also, a 90-day moratorium on housing foreclosures. And he is proposing that people be able to withdraw immediately without penalty a small amount of money from their 401ks, up to $10,000. But the more interesting thing in this particular speech was what happened when he mentioned Senator McCain for the first time. Give a listen.
Now, my opponent has made his choice. Last week, we just need to vote. That's what we need to do.
So what he's doing there is really, you know, creating a contrast to what we've seen at some of the McCain-Palin events. There was booing, and he shut it down right away. Sending the message that he wants to focus on positive things.
Now, as we said, Barack Obama made this speech in Toledo, Ohio. That's a city that's been socked by the economic uncertainty and the situation on Wall Street. Was this intended to try to underscore his message about trying to reach out to the middle class?
That is exactly it. And again, they feel like that, too, creates a very nice contrast from the McCain campaign. He says so much of the discussion over on the other side is about things other than the economy. He reminds voters that that McCain campaign strategist talked a week ago about needing to turn the page to talk about things other than the economy. And what they meant by that is to focus more on attacks on Senator Obama. He has really been trying to lay out what they describe as just very basic things that they think the middle class is concerned about.
In looking at the Obama travel schedule, it looks like the campaign seems to be focused on the so-called red states, states won by President Bush in the past. Does that suggest that Obama must feel somewhat comfortable about the blue states? We earlier heard John McCain say that Obama is overconfident, that he's measuring the drapes for the Oval Office.
Well, I would not say this is an overconfident campaign. They do see real opportunities in places like Ohio. In Toledo, Senator Obama will be here tomorrow and the next day as well, preparing for the final date, which, of course, takes place in New York. They feel that if they can win Ohio and Ohio's 20 electoral votes, remember George Bush carried it twice, they feel an Obama victory in Ohio means there's no way John McCain could claim the presidency. That's why they're working very hard here.
That's NPR's Don Gagne speaking to us from Toledo, Ohio, where he's traveling with the Obama campaign. Thanks, Don.
Thank you.